Now, I want you to look at this Romans 5:17. This is an awesome statement. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one. Now, we know who that was, don't we? We know that was Adam. Adam died, he sinned, and so death reigned. Much more, they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Now, who is that?
Us.
That's our Savior and us. We're received. Which much more, they which receive abundance of grace, that's us, and of the gift of righteousness, which is the Lord, shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now, we shall be defeated?
No, we'll reign.
Oh, do you know what it means to reign?
We're in charge.
To be in control. That's what it means. Now then, if you're an obedient Christian, just like Joseph said there, just like Dolores said there, when the storms came, this little, I don't know, Dolores, if I miss your age, forgive me, 75 or 80, I'm guessing. I'm somewhere in that neighborhood. This precious little lady that is a little lady that does not have enough strength to even begin to put up a house. You know, but she's still in good health. But she could walk outside and speak to that storm and remind the Lord that she's His daughter. And that I'm walking in obedience to Your Word, Lord. And I know my dominion and I'm supposed to reign and rule with You on the earth right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And Lord, I'm going to ask You to protect my property. And He did. And then later after she talked to me, and I said, well, why did you ask the Lord to keep the power on your street? She said, I'll do that if another one comes. And another one came. And she did. And boy, was she happy when she called me and said, Thurman, the power's out. I forget how many, 180,000 houses or something, but my street still has electricity. Isn't God awesome?
Amen.
I remember when Bruce, a young man that worked for me in New Orleans years ago, and he was a great young man, and he was a Presbyterian, but he didn't know these things. He loved Jesus, you know, and he was doing his best to walk in obedience to God's Word with what little he knew about God. But whenever he started working for me, I taught him the Word. As we worked together and I was down there, I taught him about His power and His dominion. And then there was a huge hurricane coming to New Orleans years ago. And this thing was going to be devastating. So I called him. I said, Bruce, I said, this big hurricane says the chances are very good it may hit the coast right about New Orleans. He said, that's what they say. And said, I'm so worried. It might blow away my house. I said, you don't have to be concerned. I said, you're a son of God. I said, we have dominion and power over that. I said, Jesus said in Matthew 18:19, if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask Him for, He'll do it for us as His obedient sons. So I said, I pray for you. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask You to send angels to encamp around His property so that he does not lose one single shingle off of his house. There will be no damage to his place because, I said, he's Your son and he loves You and he worships You. And I said, Father, You said that we could do these things and they would work. So I said, praise You and thank You, Father, for protecting Bruce and his family and his personal property, his cars and his house. In the name of Jesus. A couple of days later, that thing hit. And when it was over, when the phone lines were restored everywhere where he could call, I mean, as soon as he could get through on a telephone, he called and said, Thurman, this is awesome. He said, the house in front of me was completely destroyed. The street across, there's nothing left but a concrete slab. And he said, the one right behind me, only half of it's left. And I said, what about yours? He said, I never lost a shingle. He said, my house is completely intact. And I see, this confirms what this says, doesn't it?
Amen.
See, if we read the Word and we study the Word, we don't care what kind of devastation God is going to speak through the prophets that's going to come to us. That ought to make us aware that we need to walk holy in His presence. We need to love Him and worship Him, because if you're His child and you're walking in obedience to His Word, you have nothing to fear.
Amen.
The law is not for those that are obedient, is it? It's only for the disobedient. And he goes so far as to say it's for the whoremonger, the prostitute, the adulterers, the fornicators, the covetous, the liars, the thieves, the cheats. That's who the law is for. It's not for those of us that are righteous, that are walking and obedient to God's word. You will never be judged as a child of God if you learn the word and walk in obedience to the word. And the merciful, the beautiful part about God, even if you're not walking there, you can. Amen. All it takes is just exactly what Jack did. When he came to me that day as a Southern Baptist, and I told him, Jack, God's merciful. He don't care what you've done. He'll forgive you. And I said, but he does say, when he forgives you, he does say, don't go do it again. You know, so don't come back next week. In fact, I've had that happen to me from a lot of people. They come in and they repent of their sins and they get healed. And then 1 month, 2 months, 6 months later, they come back and say, Pastor, I lost my healing. No, you didn't lose your healing. You sinned again. That's what you did. You didn't lose your healing. You sinned again. And that's what brought it back upon you. And there's a scripture in the Word of God that tells you all about that. You don't hear it preached on very much. I've heard one guy on Christian television preach on this, and when he preached on it, he was completely wrong. Somebody says, that's your interpretation. Well, I'll ask you in a minute. We'll get to it. Let you see who you think he's talking about. And then I heard two PhDs on seminaries talk about this one day, and they beat this thing to death all around it, and neither one of them ever agreed that it says and means what it says. But I'm telling you, when God said it, you didn't have to be a PhD to interpret this scripture. I'm going to show you. You know, I mean, the first thing I want to take you from right here, he says that if you and me, if we receive this abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, we shall reign. Oh, that's in the millennium, I guess. That says right now, doesn't it? That says we shall reign in life. Now. By learning Christ. See, so, and most Christians never learned this. Most Christians are like I was most of my life. I lived a defeated life. Here I was, a son of God, a joint heir with the king, and had no idea that all these things really belonged to me. But you know, some of the things that kind of opened the door to me, it kind of helped when God started talking to me audibly. You know, I remember one day that really opened the door. I'm studying about faith. And that if I can believe and no doubt in my heart, nothing shall be impossible with me. Now, wait a minute, that's almost more than you can grasp, isn't it? Almost more. Most people say, well, you know, you can't do that. And we believe them. But praise the Lord, I had a mother that every once in a while would tell me, son, remember, Jesus said in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So if you grow up with a mother or a dad that's telling you, as a young lady, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Nothing. You'll grow up as a young lady and there'll be nothing impossible with you if you'll believe that promise. But I had a mother that taught me that. Amen. And so I grew up believing that there was nothing I couldn't do. Isn't that amazing? Amen. So whatever I decide to tackle, I just decide, okay, well, I either want to do that or I don't want to do that, but I can do it. If I wanted to be a doctor like you, I could. You decided to be a doctor one day. You went to school and become a doctor. You know? So, I mean, I decided I wanted to do this or that or whatever it was, and I went to school and learned and studied, and I mastered those things. I could do those things because I know I'm a son of God, and I'm supposed to be able to reign in life by the king. But even though I learned a lot of things and had a few little scriptures, I still never really got a hold of who I really was until God started talking to me. And all I'm learning about these scriptures, that by faith, Jesus would say to you, You can't do this because you have no faith. If you had faith, nothing would be impossible with you. I mean, I'm reading all these things. So one day I start home. I take my wife and my two little children back years ago, and we started to Grandma and Grandpa's house, my mother and dad's place, for the weekend. And we get down to Granbury, Texas, and my little car, I bought it brand new, but it's 5 or 6 years old or whatever by this time. And we're driving down the road at 9 o'clock at night on Friday night, and I get right downtown Granbury on 377, and it stops running. Just stops running. So I pull off into a little shopping center there and pull under a street light, and I get out and raise the hood and take the gas line out, and I tell Betty, I said, turn the starter over and let's see if any gas comes out. So she spun it over, and nothing. I said, oh, shucks. Here I am in Granbury at 9 o'clock on Friday night with a broke fuel pump. I said, Lord, I'm dead in the water. What am I going to do? Now, how many of you ever talked to God like that and you never dreamed He'd talk back, huh? Have you ever done that? Have you ever spoke to God like that ever? And He talks back sometimes, doesn't He? Yes, He does. So the Lord says, son, didn't I say in my word you could ask for anything and I would do it? I said, well, yes, Lord. I mean, I heard that voice just as clear. And He says, well. It does something. Here He said, we as His sons and daughters could, if we're obedient and love Him and serve Him, He has given us no limitations of what we can ask for. And so here I am with a broke fuel pump, and I mean, He's the King of the universe. I mean, He can fix electricity. He can do anything, Katie Jack. I said, Lord. I mean, I grabbed a hold of that. I said, Lord, if You'll provide enough gas for this car to run 50 miles an hour till I get my wife and children home, tomorrow I'll put a new fuel pump on it. I said, Lord, thank You. It's done. And I reached over and put that gas line back in, put that air cleaner on. I shut that hood. I went around the back, put up my tools, slammed the trunk, and slipped in under the dash, under the steering wheel, and reached for the key. And Betty said, what are we going to do? I said, we're going home. She said, I thought the fuel pump don't work. I said, it don't. And I hit that starter. Man, that car started just like that.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.